legendary college football coach Bobby Bowden says he wanted to beat coronavirus so he could vote for Trump. By Dylan Gwynn on October 22, 2020. College Football Hall of Fame coach Bobby Bowden recently disclosed one of his primary motivations for wanting to beat the coronavirus. He wanted to be around to vote for President Trump. Bowden, 91, made the comments in a statement released by his son. "I've had a chance to get a lot of wins in my life. But I really wanted to win this one because I wanted to be around to vote for President Trump," Bowden said. Bowden also spoke at length about the opportunities for healing that he was afforded by virtue of being an American, never apologizing for American greatness and his strong Christian faith. "I want to thank all the many, many people who were thinking of and praying for me over the last few weeks. I just went through a battle with COVID-19, and God just wasn't ready to take me home yet to be with Him. Most of you know I'm 91 years old, and the fight was tough. But thanks to the help of Dr. Michael Forsthoffel, and the support of Anne and all my children, I beat it. I've had the chance to get a lot of wins in my life. But I really wanted to win this one because I wanted to be around to vote for President Trump. I have always said that the only thing you can take to heaven with you is your kids. And for 71 years of marriage, Anne and I have tried to live our lives and share our Christian faith with them so that one day we will all be there together. But until that time, we are here on earth, and America is the greatest country this side of heaven. We have the freedom to pursue our faith in God, our dreams for our career, and our love for our families. For too long now, politicians in Washington have run America down and apologized for our greatness. I'm tired of it. Like President Trump, I had the opportunity to be treated for COVID-19 with drugs to include remdesivir. At the age of 91, in many other countries, I might not have even been treated. In America, I was." According to the Associated Press, Bowden was hospitalized October 6, 3 days after testing positive for COVID-19. He had received word of the positive test a few days after returning to his Tallahassee home from a lengthy stay at a hospital and rehab facility where he was treated for an infection in his leg. Bowden coached Florida State for 34 years and is second on the career victories list in major college football with 357, behind only the late Joe Paterno of Penn State. His teams won national championships in 1993 and 1999. Bowden has been a longtime supporter of President Trump and has spoken publicly in favor of the president.